All right, folks, I'm going to, I muted out the audience, so you can listen any mode you want. You don't have to worry about background noise until we open it up for questions at the end. And then I don't have any choice but to open it up, so I would certainly be glad if you were to eliminate background noise then, barking dogs and screaming children and whatever, rustling papers and so forth. You can do that by muting your phone out so the rest of us doesn't have to listen to that. Before we get to that point, though, I got a lot of stuff to cover with you. So if you got something to write with and write on right now, that would be good because you're probably going to want to take a couple of notes. The reason for this call is to prepare you for our Jacksonville event next week, and we're really looking forward to it here. We're going to have a pretty good size event, and I think now you're coming to my city, so we're probably going to look at some pretty good prospect for houses as well. I'm going to go over my punch list with you, and then we're going to talk about how to get you to come prepared so we can get you some deals while you're here, and also maybe get you some help when you get back home to get you some checks as fast as we possibly can. Before I do that, Brian and Lynette Wolf, are you on this call?
Well, hello, Ron. How are you doing?
Hi.
Excellent.
Yes, we are so excited to come to your city.
Yes. By the way, the weather is absolutely gorgeous. If you were to ask for perfect weather, you would just have to say it's Jacksonville, Florida today, and it is guaranteed to remain that way throughout the event next week. It's in our...
Awesome.
Okay.
You guaranteed it wouldn't rain in Seattle.
Well, it didn't much. Okay. We are in the 70s in the day and the 50s at night, so you snowbirds eat your heart out. That is our winter here for the most part.
It's pretty well perfect here in Arizona as well, Ron.
Yep. I bet it is this time of year. That's why people go to where the sun is in the winter, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, this is Brian Lynette Wolf. You're going to be working with them a lot during the event. They have multiple functions. In fact, the first day, they are going to be calling all the leads that you bring in, which I'm about to instruct you to prepare, talking to your sellers, getting them on the phone, finding out whether they're in or out, and if in, constructing terms for you so that you can then take them home and get them under contract. And in fact, before you leave, we're going to have a contract there for you to prepare and for us to grade. And, of course, we will discuss said contracts in the class so that when you leave, you'll have an appointment if your deal is a doable deal. And we won't know that, of course, till we get them on the phone. You'll have an appointment to go back home and get a contract signed. And, of course, I'm going to teach you exactly what to do with it, and you're going to know what the definition of a deal is. Plus, I'm literally providing you with all of the scripts that you'll use when you get back home, and I've updated them, and after every time I do this, I update them even more and add some more stuff. The Wolves, however, are going to eliminate your need for scripts for the ones you bring to class because they're going to be doing the back-end calling for you after a virtual assistant gets the front-end filled out. So let me get through my punch list here. Also, the Wolves are going to be on the first night. They'll be picking up the phone and calling your sellers live, and you'll hear both sides of that conversation.
That's right. That is one of the most exciting parts of the whole event. You never know what kind of seller you're going to get on the other end of the line, and it's always exciting. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the things that really impressed me the first time I saw Ron. You're coming to an event, and we've been to other events, but this is an event where we're actually doing deals right in front of you. It's where the rubber meets the road when you hear us actually closing deals. And these are your deals that you brought in, and you keep all the profit from them. And so that's why we really want you to bring deals, because this can be a life-changing event for you if we can close a deal for you right there in front of you.
Brian, why don't you tell them why you guys qualify to do this? You actually buy houses, or you just talk about it?
Actually, we're in Arizona, and we met you, Ron, it's been about 12 years now. I cannot believe it's been 12 years already. Can you believe it?
Boy, you guys are getting old.
Well, you...
We're aging at the same pace as you, Ron.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, but we both started as realtors, and we were actually a little bit skeptical about real estate investing and everything. And then when we saw what Ron was doing and how he was doing it, It was as though I saw real estate investing all new for the first time. And I always prided myself on being a pretty smart guy, but Ron taught me so much, and you guys will get taught so much, and it will be a life-changing event for you if you go home and put into practice what we teach you. And we want to send you home with deals that will really make it life-changing.
That's exactly right, Brian. So just to give you a little background on us, like I said, we're from Arizona. Eight deals per month. We are the king and queen of automation. We are incredible at automation, and we've closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions. We actually do the business with our son, Dasho. He's 23 years old, and we have the best market here. I mean, the market's great everywhere, but we do big chunks, which Ron's going to talk about, luxury homes in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we just love doing real estate. And you know what? We really, truly, truly owe it all to you, Ron, because when we met you 12 years ago, you changed our life forever. And we can't thank you enough, and you have been so instrumental. I mean, I have no idea what we'd be doing or where we'd be if we hadn't met you. We just love you, Ron.
Well, thank you, dear.
Yep.
Welcome.
Also,
what do we want to do for the folks who are coming to the event?
All right. Well, listen, the Wolves are also going to be there to work with you one-on-one to talk about your business issues and things that you are a little concerned about, and maybe how they run their business, and they'll do that with you one-on-one throughout the event. Now, they will not do that on Wednesday and Thursday morning, because they're going to be spending that time calling your sellers for you, and that's going to take all the energy and time that they can put together. But they will be there throughout the event, and I'll have a couple other mentors there as well. And I might point out that the Wolves have been mentoring for our students now for, what, 4 years now? Well, about
since the beginning.
And wait till you see the stack of checks that their students get while they're in the mentoring program. And I'm telling you about them because as you check in, if you want to sit down and have a little conversation with them, you're going to have to get on the appointment list. And just, again, let me point out that those start during lunch on Thursday and go all the way through Saturday. So you might want to make a note right now and make a note of your questions, make a note of your concerns, what's bugging you, what's stopping you, what kind of help do you need within your business, because they're great folks to sit down with and get those questions answered. And you broke up, Lynette. They didn't hear you say you do 6 to 8 deals per month.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so actually, yeah, we're averaging 6 to 8 deals a month, and we're definitely transaction engineers. So we do all different kinds of deals, which you're going to learn from Ron. And we have closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions.
That's what I like about Ron. He has a very comprehensive approach. So when we say transaction engineer, that means no matter what kind of lead you get, you should have the expectation that you would be able to close it, if it's closable at all.
Yes,
all right.
We're going to do, Ron, we're going to have that special lunch on the first day, which we go over a lot of our automation, how we run our business, and overcoming roadblocks and obstacles.
Yes, you're not only going to have lunch on the first day, but you don't know this, but we're actually buying it. And the reason for that is, guys, is because the hotel we're going to be at will allow us to bring in food. So that's why we like that. And speaking of that hotel, make a note of this if you haven't already reserved your room there. We're going to be at the Aloft. That's A-L-O-F-T. It's in Tapestry Park, and the phone number is 904-998-4448. That's 904-998-4448. It's $99 a night under the Global Publishing block. So you probably want to stay with us, because there's plenty of food around us. And, in fact, if I bore you, there's a 24 movie theater right within walking distance. And plenty of food within walking distance. In fact, it's kind of food heaven around us there.
It really is.
You want to be there where the action is. And it's a pretty cool hotel as well. So, yes, we will be furnishing lunch on that first day. All right, let me get through my punch list here. Let me go over the agenda with you so you'll know what you're in for as far as times. We start every morning at 8 o'clock, and I mean every one of them, all four of them. And we will be doing calls the first night until 7:30. So the first night will go to 7:30, and the second night will go to about 6:30 to 7 o'clock as well. And the third morning is when we're going to get up on the bus and go out into the field. We are going to have 3 busloads of folks at this event going 3 different directions, looking at 3 different batches of houses that our realtor is pulling out of the MLS for us. You will meet the realtors. You will see what I do to screen them every city I go to, which anybody can do. You'll see what makes me pull them out of the MLS, why I make offers on them. You'll see why I get a 1 out of 12 acceptance ratio sitting at home on my iPad. In fact, I made 3 offers this morning on my iPad. You'll see what these houses look like because we're going to go in them, what our exit strategies would be, and you're going to learn what to repair and what the cost of those repairs are, and you're going to have some very qualified people running those buses. So Friday morning is going to be a powerful morning for you, probably knock 10 years off of your learning curve. We're going to come back on Friday and do a lot of cool things that afternoon and also bring you up to date on how to use the Gold Club site if you haven't been browsing it, and I know you haven't much because most people don't until I tell them where all the benefits are. If you are not a Gold Club member, you might as well go to ronsgoldclub.com and become one because you will before you leave. Better you know what Gold Club is all about before you arrive and get acquainted with the site because it's where all your forms and agreements are and, gosh, your private lender site to attract private lenders and your proof of funds letter and just a mountain of training and just a mountain of benefits. So take time to go through your Gold Club site. ronsgoldclub.com. It's only $59 a month, and it's certainly a must. On the last day, well, on the third day, we will be through at about 6:30, I think. And on the fourth day, we'll be through by about 4:30. So it's 8 a.m. Don't make any evening plans. Of course, the theater is open down the street, and there's a lot of good movies on there right now. So if you're going to make evening plans, make them late. All right, before we get into the property information sheets, you guys are going, if you don't already, you're going to need a site or 2 or 3 to go find comps on. And if you're not familiar with finding comps, then maybe you should go do a little bit of homework on sites like Zillow, and Trulia. And you guys like ePraisals, don't you?
Yes, we like ePraisal. It's eppraisal.com.
ePraisal or ePraisals, plural?
Just ePraisal.
It's going to come up either way.
Yeah, it's not plural.
Yeah. So play around on these sites. The best thing for you to do is put in your own address and then see and work with that until you are able to come up with comps on your own address. It isn't that difficult, in fact, and you'll see a map showing all the comps around your property. And we're going to do that in class. I'm going to show you how to determine the market value of a property correctly by using these sites, and you'll see why that all of your bank-owned properties are you're going to ignore those that are irrelevant to finding comps. And it's important that you know how to determine what the ARV is on a property because all your offers are going to be based on that ARV. I'll go through that actually on day 2. But play with the sites before you come. And on all the leads that I'm about to talk to you about generating, you're going to need a couple of comps on that site, on those pages. And it's up to you to go to these sites and give us an idea of what you think the market value is on them as well. So let's get into that now. You should have a copy of the property information sheet in front of you. If you do not, you can find them on the Gold Club site. You can also find them at ronlegrand.com/FISBO, F-S-B-O. And, you can find them in your Purple Control Without Ownership course. Again, that's ronlegrand.com/FISBO. Those sheets are going to become a major portion of your business because those have to be filled out as the first step of determining whether we have a suspect or a prospect or not. Hopefully, soon, you will let our VAs fill those out for you. Our virtual assistants are trained to do that for a very small amount of money, and then that part of your business is eliminated from you having to do it. But more importantly, it'll actually get done if you're swapping a few dollars for other people's hours. because if we don't get these front-end leads called, then you simply don't have a business. And by the time you get out of this class, you'll clearly understand how important it is for you to get 5, 10, 15 of these things coming across your desk per week, and how valuable it is to have somebody else putting them on your desk instead of you having to do the front-end work to chase these people down and get a hold of them. In fact, the Wolfs will tell you that probably 30 to 45% of the leads you're going to bring to class, we will not be able to get on the phone during the time we're calling them, will we?
Absolutely. It's astonishing, really. You think about it. They have a house to sell.
Yeah, and they've advertised it.
And they've advertised, right, and we can't get a hold of them.
Are they responding to our letters or ads or whatever, and they won't answer the phone. that's the nature of the beast, and that's what these VAs are going to eliminate from your life, and that's chasing these people till they pick up the telephone. And, you know, they wonder why they don't get their houses sold. So we will be calling. We will be making two or three attempts to get a hold of your leads when you bring them, and, of course, the more information you have on these sheets, the easier that's going to become to us. And so let's go over right now of what we need on that sheet so that we can be better prepared to help you get a deal before you leave. If you look at the sheet, you'll see on the right upper right corner, of course, you're asking the seller what they want for the property, which is imperative. In fact, wherever you see stars, make sure those blanks are filled in, or there's really nothing we can do with that lead sheet you bring. The first question you're going to ask, well, of course, you're going to get their name and their phone number and the address of the house, and then you're going to go over to the right side and you say, what are you asking for the house? And then the next question is, well, what do you think it would appraise for if we had it appraised right now? Now, that's not the way it's worded on your property information sheet, but that's what that next line down means. Ask them what they think it's worth if you had it appraised. Right there below that, you'll see your comps. Now, that's not for you to ask the seller, so make yourself a note on that. That is for you to go on the site, the Zillow or the appraisal or the Trulia, and see what you think the properties in that neighborhood are selling for, and write the two highest ones down you find there, as long as they're similar in square footage. If you look down at the bottom of your property information sheet, you'll see a blank word, ask for the square footage. That's an important number because that helps us determine whether the house we're comparing it to is actually a comp or not. And you can't be more than about 20% plus or minus, or it's not a true comp. For example, if you got a 2,000-square-foot house, you can't be comparing it to a 3,000-square-foot house, or the comp you're comparing it to is invalid. By the way, all comps have to be houses that are sold, not houses that are listed. So only the sold ones count. Ignore the ones that are listed. But do your best to get me a couple of numbers in the your comps section, because if you don't, we're kind of shooting blind. I'm not saying that it's imperative that that blank gets filled out, but I am telling you, if you can tell us what the house is worth, it makes us a lot easier to come to conclusions a lot faster, because we need to know whether the seller has undervalued his house or overvalued it, or whether they're pretty much on target. That's important in our conversation when we get on the telephone. Now, in real life, we don't get comps, actually, until after we've completed the property information sheet and we have a reason to care, which means the seller said, yes, they would take terms. But I would like for you to get that done before you bring them, and again, it makes the job quicker for Brian and Annette to get on the telephone and converse with them. Now, if you look right down below that, you'll see the rectangle that contains the mortgage information. So let us make it real clear here right now. If you do not fill in the blank where it says, what do you owe, the mortgage amount, the loan balance, we're dead in the water until a call is made and that blank is filled in. There is a script in your purple control without ownership course, that if the seller balks at what they owe, but I'm going to tell you from experience, you shouldn't have much trouble getting that answer. And I can also tell you from experience, if you have a hard time getting that answer out of the seller, there's very little chance you're going to do business with that seller anyway. But I want you to try and try hard, because without that mortgage information there, we don't have a clue where to go with this property without somebody getting on the phone and filling in the blank. I'm not saying we're not going to do that, but I'll tell you it's going to go to the back of the pile, and we're going to call all of the completed sheets first. And so if you don't get that information, it may not make it to the front of the pile. We're going to be processing a lot of property information sheets here, so it's incumbent upon you to get the blanks filled in. You also need to make sure that the payment is on the upper right-hand side of that block. We absolutely need to know the monthly payment, because that will make or break the deal and make it a hot deal or a not-so-hot deal. And if you look right below that, it asks, what's the PITI? I mean, is that PITI? And that means principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. In other words, is that the full payment? Please check yes or no. Occasionally, you're going to get one that's behind on payments. If they are behind on payments, we need to know that. That is critical information. And, of course, about how far behind are they? If they don't know the dollar amount, they should know at least to give an idea about how many months they are behind. So let us know that. That's actually more rare than common, because for some reason people that are buying on their payments just don't tend to advertise their houses for sale. So you will get very few of those. Now, right below that, you'll see the critical blocks in the middle with the copy. You'll see on the left, you'll see one that says, will you sell a house for what you owe? Please note right above that, though, it says only ask that question if there's a small gap between the loan balance and the asking price. The sheet says $35,000 or less. So if I got a $200,000 house and they owe $100 on it and they're asking $190, do we ask that question? And the answer is, of course, not. If I ask a person that's asking $190 that owes $100 if they'll sell for what they owe, I look like an idiot. And the conversation's probably going to be ended very shortly thereafter, because I'm not even applying simple common sense. Again, we only ask that question when the gap between what they owe and what they want is small. That means likely their biggest concern is getting debt relief, and that equity is of less concern to them. If you get a yes to that answer, that means you could actually take over that debt or at least option that property for the loan balance. And, of course, we love those yeses.
We sure do.
Yes, because those are easy deals, very, very easy deals. And I'll tell you, a mistake that a lot of folks make in the beginning is that they don't ask that question. Instead, they go over to the one on the right beside it, the lease option or the owner financing question, without giving any thought to finding out they'll sell for what they owe first. But I'll say it again, ask that only if there's a small gap between the loan and the asking price. In the middle, it says if there's a mortgage on the house, and about half of them will have mortgages on them. If there's a mortgage on the house, ask this question. Will you consider a lease purchase if we take over the responsibility for your repairs? I want you to check that yes or no, if that is the applicable question. If the answer is yes, then you are to stop there and go down to the bottom and fill out the data at the bottom of the page. If the answer is no there, follow your arrows down, and it'll tell you what to say next. But I want a yes or a no on the particular block that you call on, that you use. You will only use one of those three blocks. However, if you look over on the right, you'll see that if the house is free and clear, and about a third of them will be free and clear, you will see that it first tells you to ask, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? If the answer is yes, you're done. Circle yes and complete the rest of the sheet. But your script there is over. If you'll notice, if the answer is no, it guides you down to then ask the lease option question. So I want a yes or a no on one of those questions on that block. Again, you're either going to do the left block or the middle block or the right block where it's applicable, but I must have a yes or a no on one of those blocks, preferably the yeses. Now, you're going to be surprised to learn what percentage of the total are yeses, aren't they, Lynette?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it shock you how many people are willing to offer their property for terms. And we're going to prove that to you in class and show you just how easy it is to pull these deals out of thin air by following simple scripts and getting the sellers to make us an offer by answering the questions we ask them on the scripts. By the time you get out of this event, you're going to see that calling the sellers is no big deal. All you got to do is read and record the answers. Look at the bottom, and of course I want to know how many bedrooms and baths and how many square feet in the property. Those are two very important blocks, and I absolutely want to know if it's vacant or occupied. If you look way down to the bottom there, please make sure you check that. And also make sure you check whether it's listed or not listed. It's critical that we know this, because if it is listed, we are going to have to wait till it expires or get the seller to get the realtor to release the listing, if they will, or we can't go anywhere with this deal. So certainly we need to know if it's listed, and some of them will be. We also need to know if it needs any repairs, and I'm not asking for a repair estimate. Does it need any repairs, a little repairs, or a lot of repairs? It's going to make a difference on what we do with the property. And, of course, I want to know, you know, it's nice to know why they're selling, but that's not a I like to know why they're selling. It helps, but it's not a critical block. Anyway, just get all the blocks on the page filled out, and then we'll know where to take it from there, and you'll see how easy it is to take those sheets, make a call, reading a script, get yes or no answers confirmed, and then make an appointment. I'll even have a script for you to make the appointment with. So, again, you read the scripts, get yes or no's, and then follow through the scripts that are attached, that are in your manual, find out what kind of terms they're looking at, and then make the appointment. And then from there, you just keep the appointment and fill out the contracts, which we're going to teach you how to do in class.
Oh, my goodness, Ron. I cannot emphasize enough. The more lead sheets you bring in, the better. You will be so sad when you see us closing deals, pre-negotiating deals for students that bring in lead sheets. If you do not, the more lead sheets, the better. We are so excited to call your sellers and close deals and pre-negotiate the deal. We're ecstatic. As a matter of fact, from the last Quick Start Real Estate School, Ron, I think you might remember Kimberly. She had came on stage because what we did was we called her seller live. We call sellers that first night live from stage. We called her seller from stage, and then over the next morning, you went over deal structuring. We went over this deal. What we did was we ended up buying the house. We asked, will you sell us for what you owe on it? They had checked yes. Okay, so they owed $238,000. It was $1,359 PITI. The house was worth $275,000. Okay, the seller said, yes, they'll sell for what's owed. We took over the debt. We just read the script, and she ended up getting a buyer. You don't know this yet, Ron. She got a lease purchase buyer to give $6,000 deposit, and the monthly payment was $1,495, and the purchase price was $289,900. So because Kimberly brought this lead to the Quick Start Real Estate School, she actually has $150 monthly cash flow, $50,000 profit, hello, and a check. She got paid to come to the Quick Start Real Estate School, $6,000.
Well,
how cool is that?
And actually, I got a letter from one of our students in October who's done two deals since that boot camp, and that was only October, from the deals that they brought to class. And actually, every time we do an event, guys, you can count on us getting deals for you. So we're telling you this to emphasize how important it is that you bring these things in for your own benefit. And we don't get any part of these deals, do we, Lynette?
No, we don't even take a cut. Can you believe it, Ron? They keep 100% of the profit.
That's awesome. It's a numbers game, too. If you are playing roulette in Vegas and you got 50 chips and you can cover the whole board, you're going to win. And that's the same with this. The more leads you have, the more chance you're going to get a big payoff.
Hey, Brian, there's only 38 spots on the board.
Oh, I can't play roulette.
So bring in as many lead sheets as you can. We are so excited. This is going to be phenomenal. This is a life-changing event. And when you bring in those lead sheets, the property lead sheets, you are going to be so happy you brought them in.
Yep.
All right. And, guys, let's talk about where you're going to get these leads now to call between now and then. There are several places you can. Obviously, you can go on sites like Craigslist and all kinds of other sites that are in your area. In fact, you should probably go to Google and type in, I want to buy a house in whatever city you're in, and we will have people in this event from all over the country. And here come a bunch of websites, and on those websites is where people advertise their houses are for sale. Some of them will have phone numbers. Some of them will have email addresses, so you got to email them to get them respond to you so you can get on the telephone with them to fill out the property information sheet. But I can tell you that your best leads are going to come from people who call you on your ads, and you, of course, all have plenty of time to run your own I Buy Houses ad on Craigslist and the other free sites and see how many people you can get to respond to you between now and then. Do not mail out any yellow letters between now and then until I make it clear to you what you should and should not do. In fact, I'll have the yellow letter lady in the class for you to discuss mailing out yellow letters. She's the best we've ever had and the cheapest we've ever had to do that for you. And then I'll tell you that you don't need to mail out yellow letters until you exhaust the other two or three things I'm going to ask you to do, and it's likely you never will mail out yellow letters. But I'll tell you, the hottest source of leads are FSBO signs in front of houses. And in fact, I'm going to disclose to you something that the Wolfs haven't even seen, and that's how we're doing this here in Jacksonville. I'm going to literally show you how people will be sending you FSBO pictures of houses with FSBO signs in front of them every single day. I haven't told anybody this, and I just recently decided I'm even going to tell, but I'm going to disclose it to you guys there in this boot camp for the first time and show you our results here in Jacksonville. Lynette, Brian, we've had about 50 FSBO leads in the last week.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Whoa, that is amazing.
We can't even begin to keep up with them. So I'm going to show you guys how to get them to come to you sitting at your desk, and you don't even have to leave. But in the meantime, I want you to get in your car and ride around and look for FSBO signs in front of houses, because I'm telling you, that is the number one best quality lead you are going to find. Snap a picture of the house, snap a picture of the sign, go home, call a number on the sign, fill out property information sheet. Now, that alone ought to get you at least 5-10 leads between now and the boot camp. If you bring 5-10 leads to this boot camp properly filled out, there's a real good chance. In fact, there's little chance you will not go home without a deal, because it's difficult to call 5 or 10 FSBO signs and not have a deal come out of that. And we may or may not get to all 10 of them during the event, so we're going to help you pick the top best quality prospects out of the pile and make sure we get a hold of them if we can reach them and pull some money out of the air for you. So we're going to say it again. You are going to hate yourself if you don't take the time and push yourself forward to get these things called to bring them to class. And if you will not do it, or you don't feel you have time to do it, get somebody else to do it for you. Pay them if you need to, but bring these sheets to class. Now, after class, if you wish, we're going to have all this done for you. Our virtual assistants will do all that for you. But then you are still going to have to make that call to that seller to set that appointment to go to the house. Actually, we're even fixing that for you. We're disclosing a new higher-level VA service. We'll even do that for you here. But we'll wait till you get here to talk about that. All right, I'm going to open it up for questions here in a minute, so be prepared for those. But before I do, you should know that you may bring a guest. If you have not registered a guest, you may bring a guest at no charge as long as that guest is a parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone in your business. You may not bring a guest for free if they are not in that group. If you want to bring a second guest in that group, it's $500. For example, maybe your spouse is coming with you. He or she is free, but now let's say you want to bring your adult child. Adult child would be $500 extra. Or if you want to bring somebody in your business, that's $500 extra. And all you got to do is call our office to add them on. I got to tell you, though, if you don't do that like tomorrow, you will not have that opportunity either, because we are going to be shutting this event down here. In fact, by the end of this week, we will be not taking any more registrations for this event because we will be maxed out.
Wow.
With 3 busloads full of folks. So if you intend to bring a guest, do not hesitate. In the same light, if you cannot come for some reason, or a guest that you wanted to bring cannot come, please call our office tomorrow and let us know. Every single seat will count in this event. We have to prepare for you. We got a 325-page manual that we're bringing you, and we really need to know if you're not going to make it. All you got to do is call them and say, look, put me in the next event or the next one after that or whatever. There's no cost. There's no transfer charge. And let us know if you want to add or cancel you or your guest. Okay, Lynette.
Ron, can I say two quick things?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So we're just so, it's going to be phenomenal. Bring in lots and lots of property lead sheets. That's the first thing. The second thing is we're doing that Toys for Tots in the spirit of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So everybody who can bring in the Toys for Tots, that
you know
would
what,
be
Lynette,
awesome.
We found, I wasn't going to tell them this. I was going to tell them when they got here, but we find it's easier just to pick up $10 from everybody and go buy the toys and have them lug the toys in.
There you go.
But we are
awesome.
Going to do a Toys for Tots drive, so bring a $10 bill with you.
Yeah, we really believe in that. So
we're going to go out and buy the toys and put them under the tree and have the military come pick them up while we're in class. We do it every year.
Yes.
Awesome. So bring lots and lots of lead sheets, and we cannot wait to see you. Yay!
All right, I'm going to open it up, guys, so quiet the dogs and the children and the screaming spouses and the like. Here we go.
No. The conference
right.
is no longer in girl, lecture mode.
Okay, who has a question?
Was Alan, the guest caller, Inch.
Can I ask a question? This is
Inch.
Paula Waldrop from Massachusetts.
If we can get that gentleman to stop his chatter, I'll take your question.
I get along great with him. So
go ahead,
Beth. She was a fucking loony.
What I would like to know is you mentioned something about a luncheon with Lynette. How do we go about registering for that?
A what with Lynette? Oh, an appointment.
Well, I'm fucking
next. You do that
an appointment with Lynette.
Yeah, we're gonna have that when you check in, okay?
I said what? I said you talk.
Hey, I'm interested. Thank you.
All right, what's your name?
Paula Waldrop.
Nice guy.
Okay.
I got laid off from work.
All right, guys, we're having a conversation here. If you'll shut down the chatter. Guys, we can hear everything you're saying.
Fucking bitch. You know?
Oh, my.
Gentlemen.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Gentlemen, we can hear everything you're saying, including your profanity.
That's terrible.
If you're going to be on this call, please put yourself in mute or hang up so that we can have a question and answer session. Please.
The conference
right.
is no longer in lecture mode.
Wait. Who else has got a call? Our question.
When he tries in, he can't swallow.
Is someone to,
anybody else have a question?
He's got to go to the doctor.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, normally,
yes.
Really,
speak up.
You know.
It's like a laptop.
You know, but they only lived there like 2 years.
I can't
nice
hear you.
People, you know. And
that guy on the phone.
I know she lost some weight, you know.
I think you said, can you bring a laptop? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with laptop.
You can't swallow.
Yeah.
And they had two sons and a daughter. But they
all right.
Downstate.
Well, I guess this gentleman's
there.
On our call, but he isn't listening.
I don't know.
So,
the one son for St. Louis.
I don't know that I want to continue this. So,
and the other one,
you got any questions? Get them to our office, and Nikki will get them to me. And,
all right, thanks, Ron.
You can reach her at Nikki at Global Publishing Inc.
They are nice people. Enough.
Nikki, at, let me.
He was.
Woo.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Hold on just a second. Okay, you can reach Nikki at Nikki, that's N-I-C-K-Y, at Global Publishing Inc. Don't forget that Inc. now, INC.com, with any questions that you have, and I'll get them answered quickly. If she can't answer them, she will get them to me. So with that said, we are going to end the call tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys all bright and early on Wednesday morning. Now, we start at 8 a.m. sharp now. That's when we start, not when we check in. So be there early enough to get checked in.
Yeah, Brian and I will be there at 7 a.m. sharp, Ron.
Okay, good. It's going to be a long day that first day, so take your pills and bring your pills to class. Whatever else you need to get the energy level up, and I'll see you all next Wednesday morning.
Oh, we'll get their energy level up, Ron.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bring leads, guys.
Yep.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night, Ron.